Enseguida, la embajadora de Estados Unidos.
Mr. Chairman, Mr. Secretary General, fellow permanent, permanent representatives, good afternoon, and thank you for the welcome. I am honored to come before the Permanent Council as a new United States permanent representative to the Organization of American States, and am grateful to President Obama and Secretary of State Hillary Clinton for their trust in me. Mr. Chairman, let me turn to today's business by underscoring that recent developments in Honduras give us hope that that nation's long and acute political crisis is coming to an end. We hope that the OAS will share with us our guarded optimism and help ensure that it is warranted. Mr. Chairman, it is often tempting to focus on the past when there is no future to anticipate. However, by working within the parameters laid out in the Inter-American Democratic Charter, we can all help ensure a brighter future for Honduras and for democracy in our region, and for the reputation of the OAS as an effective and serious organization. Lest anyone misunderstand, I wish to reiterate that the United States, since June 28th, consistently has maintained that President Zelaya's expulsion from Honduras was inconsistent with democratic norms, accepted principles of due process, and the Inter-American Democratic Charter. Let me be very clear. We supported suspending Honduras from the OAS, not because he was removed, but because of the way in which he was removed. Every country has the right to remove an official who abuses authority or breaks the law. We object to what happened to President Zelaya because he never had the chance to defend himself. He received no due process. Our policy has been driven by concern for the democratic constitutional order and the rule of law, not just for the individual. Our concern has been and is for the democratic system and the well-being of our brothers and sisters in Honduras. We have rejected calls to cripple the Honduran economy, to seek a permanent isolation of Honduras, and to promote violence. Consistent with the Inter-American Democratic Charter and the OAS resolutions, we have supported peaceful, realistic, common sense efforts to restore the democratic order in Honduras. Those efforts produced the October 30th Tegucigalpa-San Jose Accords, in which all sides to the Honduran conflict agreed, I repeat, all agreed, that the Honduran Congress, democratically elected with President Zelaya in 2005, would decide whether or not President Zelaya would be reinstated. I wish to note that this proposal came from Mr. Zelaya's side. It was a Honduran solution to a Honduran problem. The Tegucigalpa-San Jose Accord was the only viable plan on the table. In that accord, both sides, sir, both sides, agreed to establish a national unity government. Let the Honduran Congress, as I noted before, decide on how, when, and most importantly, whether to restore President Zelaya to his office. This vote has taken place. To create a verification commission to monitor implementation, this has been formed and the United States strongly supports it. To establish a truth commission to investigate the incidents leading up to the June 28th coup, the coup itself and its aftermath. And finally, to go forward with constitutionally mandated elections. This too has happened. We note that the parties did not form a national unity government by November 5th, as stipulated in the accord, and that President Zelaya renounced the accord, made inaccurate statements about the electoral process and U.S. policy, and called for a boycott of the elections. I would note that despite this, the Supreme Electoral Tribunal, the TSE, and the Honduran people conducted remarkably free, fair, and transparent elections. November 29th for new leadership, and they deserve our congratulations. This electoral process, Mr. Chairman, and I must emphasize, began well before the June 28th coup. While the numbers are not final, nearly two-thirds of registered voters living in Honduras cast their ballots, a rate consistent with recent Honduran elections. The roughly 1 million Honduran voters living in the United States and elsewhere, unfortunately, found it difficult to vote as Honduran embassies and consulates loyal to President Zelaya discouraged them from doing so and consequently made no provisions for such voting. The TSE, however, managed to set up a few polling places in a handful of U.S. cities. Mr. Chairman, we want to underline that while unfortunately the OAS did not monitor the elections, other reputable observers did. The opposition party won an overwhelming victory. The Liberal Party of Mr. Micheletti and President Zelaya suffered its worst electoral defeat in well over a century. Honduran voters rejected the policies of the past and indicated their wish to move forward and reestablish democratic normality in their country. The OAS should help them to do so. The Honduran Congress, with the participation of Zelaya supporters, also fulfilled another key part of the accord Wednesday night. By a large majority, it voted not to reinstate President Zelaya. Mr. Chairman, President Zelaya committed himself to the Tegucigalpa-San Jose Accord to support the November 29th elections and to accept the decision of the Congress concerning his return to office. He should honor those commitments. The issue of his return to the presidency has now been decided as agreed by the Hondurans. It is time to move on. That issue is over. We all need to recognize that. We urge all parties to continue to try to fulfill the accord as they had promised the Honduran people. Important work remains to reestablish fully a democratic and constitutional order in Honduras and promote national reconciliation. We see as encouraging that President-elect Lobo, who won an impressive mandate, has called for a national dialogue, a government of national reconciliation, and has reached out to a wide array of political actors. The Honduran people deserve no less, and as the Sunday election results show, they clearly have signaled their wish for new leadership, new policies, new politics, and new directions. Honduras is making great progress, and the OAS should celebrate that. Instead of the acrimony, backward-looking, accusatory tones, and inaccurate historical accounts we hear from some members, the OAS should acknowledge that we are on the verge of a victory, a major victory for the Inter-American Democratic Charter and the basic principles, purposes, and practices of our organization. The coup has not been rewarded. The democratic system is reasserting itself, and the people have used the system to reject the politicians who led the country into crisis. The OAS and its member states should work with the people of Honduras and President-elect Lobo as they seek to overcome their country's serious divisions and secure a democratic and prosperous future. In keeping with the Inter-American Democratic Charter, we should work with Honduras to shore up its institutions and to bring the country firmly back into the camp of democracies. It is a time to look forward, not backward. Thank you very much, Mr. Chairman, Mr. Secretary General.